welcome to the Bonanza Boys. It's your host and commissioner, Manager Steele, and reigning champion. I guess I'll rock that until it's no longer my title. as always, joined by my co-host, Manager Matt. We're breaking down the exciting week one action. Matt, how you doing?
Steele, doing pretty well. Week one in the books. Some pretty tight matchups, lots to talk about. So as always, looking forward to getting into it.
Yeah, why don't you lead us into our first matchup here?
Yeah, number one in the books, reigning champion, Manager Steele, Team Nelly Spaghetti versus Manager Jags and Team Timmy Toaster Stutzel. And that's a new name. I love the logo. A little bit of, I can't quite see how much effort was put into that logo, but it looks pretty good.
I just found that image.
Oh, and yeah, but this one opened up with a 6-6 tie between the two managers. Very close. Steele won blocks by one, Jags won hits by one. So really could have gone either way, especially on those two categories. Save percentage 897 to 864, not super, super close, but yeah, those hits and blocks are really what I'm looking at. Steele, I know you had some thoughts on the outcome of this, so let's hear them.
Yeah, well, you know, I wasn't trying to overreact to week one, and you know, I'm always trying to make sure that I'm not sacrificing, you know, the next 5 weeks in terms for saving this week here. I was worried that if I didn't grab Bennington on the Saturday, that somebody else might have scooped him up. You know, he is a head case. Who knows what's going to happen, but he's got a pretty hot start. So I wanted to hop on that because I could have picked up, there's multiple backups playing on the Sunday. And yeah. I could have easily tied the game started. Maybe would have put save percentage into a bit more of jeopardy, but that was a bit of a mismanagement on my part, as well as the Cam Fowler. I don't know, like, I didn't even wait for the Saturday guys to be done. And I was like, oh, Fowler's already got 7 blocks through like 2 periods or something.
Yeah.
And then he did put up the goal and the assist for me, which, but it's weird they didn't give him the block because his empty net goal came off a huge block. But anyways, I digress. I easily could have got a couple hits from somebody else, but that's just how she goes. I'd rather have a tie than a loss to start off. The boys are still undefeated in 2023, so I'll take it. And we'll look at Manager Jags' strong players here. Chandler Stevenson, you know, he's lost that eligibility, but he started off hot. 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 2 power play points, 5 shots, 27 face-off wins with a couple hits and a block for good measure. Jacob Trichtern had 2 goals and 2 assists, 2 of those on the power play with 5 shots, 3 hits and 8 blocks, so pretty decent production there. Sidney Crosby, 3 goals and an assist, 42 face-off wins.
Yeah.
11 shots, 3 hits, 2 blocks, and 2 power play points. So a great start for Sid the Kid. And I guess we'll give a shout-out to team namesake Stutzel. 2 goals and assists, 1 of those on the power play with 14 shots, 11 face-off wins, 3 hits, and 2 blocks. And that hit, I think, came on Sunday. Or one of them came on Sunday, so that broke the tie, or well, broke the tie on hits and gave him the tie overall. So came in clutch.
Yeah, that was a tricky one because Tanner Janot had the 4 hits for you on the Sunday. I can't believe Jordan Stahl didn't get a single hit against Anaheim. So it's like he's normally good for a couple. He got 2 in the first game, 3 in the second, and then just threw up a big old donut in the third game, I should say, not period, but that was pretty unlucky. We'll look at your strong performers. Nikita Kucherov picking up where he left off. 2 goals, 2 assists, was minus 3, but power play point, 11 shots on goal. Jake Guentzel with a really big week. Pittsburgh as a whole just had a pretty strong offensive week, at least their top couple lines. Guentzel with a goal, 5 assists, 2 power play points, 9 shots, 4 hits, and 5 blocks. And I'll give a mention to Grubauer here. 2 games started, didn't get the wins, but a 2.55 goals against and a 918 save percentage was important for you in winning the goals against and save percentage categories, I think. In what was a pretty, you and Jags were both kind of throwing everything at the wall on those goalie categories.
Well, I mean, it started off great for me. Shesterkin had a great first game.
Yeah, he did.
And I think Jags had started Campbell, and you know, I'm like, I'm laughing at this point.
Easy peasy. Yeah.
And then Shesterkin gets fucking lit up by Columbus.
Yeah.
Which is great to see from the boys, but I was like, what is happening? And then, really bringing the goalie Cats back into play. I should have mentioned Mr. Turbo TiVo or TiVovainen with his 4 goals, 5 shots, and 4 hits. That was a great stat line for him as well. But on the weaker side, you know what? I'm going to pick on him all year because of that high draft pick until he proves me wrong. Mr. Kempe with just the 1 power play assist, -1, did have 5 shots and 5 hits. Not too bad, but as I said, until he's going to be my whipping boy on Jags' team. Matt Barzal, 0s across the board except for 3 shots. I'm not entirely sure how many games the Islanders played. I think 2, but I could be wrong. Just the one. Well, I guess.
Yeah, that's the thing that. There are a bunch of teams that only played 1 game and some that played 3, so the stats are a little tricky.
They're all over. The goalies, though, as a whole, he got his starts, but not great. As Markstrom, Campbell, and Husso, all to varying degrees, but they combined for 5 games started, 2 wins, a 4.11 goals against, and 8.64 save percentage.
Yep, and looking at your weak performers, again, a bit tricky with the variance in games over the first, whatever it was. I guess the season started on Tuesday, so the first 5 days of the season. Pavelski just played the 1 game, so I won't pick on him too much. And I was going to go with Drake Batherson. I think Ottawa played 3 games, no points, -3, 7 shots, 2 hits, and a block. And we talked about it already, but Shesterkin, you drafted him first overall, 2 games started, 1 win, 3.09 goals against, and an 870 save percentage is not the output you're looking for in an ever fickle goalie position. We all know this to be true.
Yeah, no, he did put up a good game last night, so that was reassuring to see. I should mention, I guess, Prize Banana, since somebody dropped the ball on our intro here.
We'll get him someday.
Yeah, we do have it up and running. I came in at 5th at 6-3-2, and manager Jags appears not to be on this list.
That's how good he was.
He must be number 6, Neil.
There's 2 instances of Neil. Yeah.
So let me hop on over here. Jags is number 6, coming in at 4-4-3. MVP, did you have a go-to person here? It's a lot of options with the tie.
Yeah, tough for a standout here, just due to the small amount of games that everyone played. I would lean, I want to give it to Stützle. He had a pretty good week. The 14 shots on goal are pretty impressive. I'm terrible at making decisions in full speed. I'll give it to Stevenson. He had a heck of a week, proving us that he's worth that locked center eligibility, which I will say I was totally turned off from him when I saw that.
Me too. I appreciate that pick, but I gotta go with my boy Mr. Guentzel, putting up the 6 points and 4 hits, 5 blocks, pretty good. And you know, he came back in time for game 1, and most important thing is availability. So, gotta love that. But, we'll head into our second matchup here featuring manager Jeff with A Whole New World and manager Neil with One Nut Wheeler. We'll see if we get a name change there, as I don't believe you have Wheeler, right? Somebody has Wheeler.
I don't have Wheeler. Someone had him, and I believe he was dropped.
He might have been dropped. I think maybe it was Brendan.
Yeah.
I feel like I spoke to him. But anyways, this was a 9-3 win for manager Jeff on the back of some fantastic goalie stats. And he had another great start last night with Kemper. But he's not getting maybe a huge volume, but he's definitely getting the periffs, which is what matters. He was number 2nd at 9-2 on our prize banana scale. Neil, the actual Neil, was number 10 at 2-7-2. There were a couple close categories, and Neil had a pretty decent goalie week as well, but I think this one was fairly in the bag for manager Jeff.
Yeah, Neil didn't get the starts, did he?
He
had someone come in?
Because DeSmith got an appearance after Demko threw up.
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting that it doesn't look...
But he did.
Yeah. Doesn't look that way. But anyways, I'll touch on Jeff's strong performers. Alex DeBrincat finding a home in Detroit, apparently. He had 4 points, 3 goals and an assist, plus 3 power play points, 7 shots, a hit, and 2 blocks in 2 games. Brock Besser, of course, in 2 games, both against the Oilers, with the 4-goal outburst on the Saturday for the home opener in Vancouver, and then added an assist in what I think everyone would have said was a game that they thought Edmonton would have come out flying in, the revenge game right away at home against Vancouver. But anyways, they didn't. That's a separate story. So Brock Besser, 4 goals, assists, plus 3, 9 shots on goal and a power play point. Josh Morrissey starting off strong with 3 assists. Chris Kreider with 3 goals and an assist. Frank Vetrano with 3 goals. He got a hat trick the other day. Yeah, so, and he also contributed 8 shots, or I guess he just started him for the one game, but in that one game, 3 goals, plus 2, 6 shots, 2 hits, 4 blocks for a forward. Yeah. That's pretty impressive. And then, of course, the goalies you mentioned, the Vegas tandem of Logan Thompson and Nathan Hill, combined for 3 games started, 3 wins, a 1.01 goals against, and a .962 save percentage. And that was in 2 starts for Hill, and those stats were perfectly evenly distributed. They were both amazing.
Yeah, no, very much so. And I would argue they weren't even the best goalies in this matchup. On the other hand, we had Mackenzie Blackwood standing on his head with quite possibly the highest save percentage I've seen that isn't a shutout. He had the 1 start, a 0.92 goals against, and a .981 save percentage. Yeah. I think it was shot number like 52 or 53 that finally got past him. I guess there's 52 shots total. So, but it was at near the end of the game. Anyways, heck of a performance versus Colorado. San Jose should be a dumpster fire this year. Maybe they won't be, but I think at the end of the season we'll probably see them at the bottom of the league. But on the Skaters, I must say I was very happy not to be going up against any of the Vancouver scores. Yeah. As they went off, started with Pedersen here, 1 goal, 5 assists, plus 4 power play points, 6 shots, 12 faceoff wins, and 4 hits and a block. Mikko Rantanen had 2 goals and assists apiece, plus 3, 1 on the power play, 8 shots, 7 faceoff wins, and 2 hits. As we go down here, Jesper Bratt, 2 goals, an assist, plus 2, 2 power play points, 4 shots, 6 hits, and a block. And I feel like hitting hasn't typically been a huge part of his game. Mitch Marner with the 3 assists, but it was a pretty weak peripheral week for actually arguably both of them here in the hits and blocks category, particularly on the faceoff wins for Neil. He only had 38. And looking at the squad, I'm not so sure that's going to change. Obviously, Hintz coming back will help, but Bedard, you know, only had the 9 faceoff wins, and I think that was 3 games. And Strome only had 8, but I think Washington just played 1 or 2. But regardless, you know, early days, and some strong, you know, the Vancouver guys leading the way for manager Neil.
Yeah, the Dylan Strome just played the one game, so I can agree with that. Bedard, he'll probably get a little bit better as the season goes on, but the rookies always seem to have trouble in the faceoff dot. I thought it was hilarious with the Crosby versus Bedard faceoff on opening night, and the refs like, Sid, welcome back. Connor, welcome to the league. And then Sid just clears him out. I would have bet my life savings on Crosby not losing that faceoff. 0%. I don't even think Bedard put his stick down. He's just like, go ahead. It's like,
there's another mic'd up moment there where Bedard was talking to the ref and he's like, I haven't won a single faceoff yet.
Yeah, I saw that too. Yeah, they're really shoving him down our throats, but he's in terms of the marketing in the US and everything like that. So It's crazy, actually. It's a little tangent, but all of, I don't know what network you're watching the games on, but there's so many ads with hockey players in them. Like, as in periods between Leafs games, we have like Morgan Riley and Zach Hyman on a Pepsi commercial, and we have Morgan Riley doing a Rogers commercial, and like, you know, Marner and Matthews are doing the Sobeys thing with William Nylander. Well, anyways,
I always see the Tkachuk brothers and the mom.
The Tkachuk in the Honda, Hyundai. Yep. And like, I'm just like, what is happening? The NHL just decided to turn it up to 11 on the player advertisements. It's funny because a lot of them, they're all pretty cringy too, because they're obviously not that comfortable being in the spotlight. But I guess I will say for Neil, like, crazy performance for Mackenzie Blackwood, but we did highlight his goaltending as a potential source of struggle, and I don't think that we have alleviated that by picking up the San Jose goaltender who just so happened to take 52 shots and only let in one. That's probably not sustainable. And then the backups for Carolina and Vancouver. So Neil is I'm surprised he didn't make a move to pick up Binnington or Merzlikins or someone who is at least right now clearly the starter. I was actually, it's funny that you mentioned on the previous matchup review that you were, don't know why you picked up Binnington on Saturday. It's like, I was looking at him on Saturday, I'm like, wait, where'd he go?
I was like, this is somebody's
just no way
that doesn't need him, and I'm like, I can't risk him having a fantastic season and not picking him up.
Yeah, true. And I mean, I don't know much. I'm not following St. Louis too closely, but anyways,
you go. Yeah, I think we're on.
I will look at, we'll get to the weak players for Jeff. Nazem Kadri with no points in, well, three games, but only two of them in this matchup. He was -3, 4 shots, 18 faceoff wins. Braden Schenn with no points as well. Lawson Crouse, no points. And not really hitting either, just the two hits. I think that was in one game, but who else do we have here? Thomas Chabot with no points. And although he did contribute 9 blocks and 5 shots, Rasmus Sandin, just the one game for Washington, so I won't harp on him too much. Max Domi has not looked like much offensive output is coming in Toronto, at least yet. Him and Bertuzzi seem a little out of sorts still. No points for him. And nothing negative to report on the goalies. They were, as we said earlier, incredible.
Yeah, we'll take a look at Manager Neil's goalies. Ranta got the one start, 404 goals against and 826 save percentage. So not exactly what you want. You know, Carolina typically is great for goalies. So I assume even though he won't get the majority of starts, he'll put up better numbers than that. And that it's, you know, it's tough, honestly, looking at Manager Neil's team for weak players. Maybe Thomas Tatar just had the one assist and one hit and 3 blocks in 2 games. Nikushkin just had the one assist, 5 shots and 3 hits, but everybody else kind of chipped in, I guess, what I would expect from them, or you know, didn't play enough games to get there. But I, you know, when you're coming that low in the prize banana, maybe it is just a games played thing or something. So we'll see.
And with that, we can look at the MVP. I think this one is, I'm just taking, double checking the stats. This one's pretty clear cut for me. What about you?
I think I'd go Aiden Hill here. I think, you know, the Skater Cats were, there's a couple of standouts, but you know, maybe that's Brock Besser's only time to be ever mentioned as MVP, but I gotta go with Hill.
Yeah, agreed. I'll go with Hill as well. I was just going to say, I don't know why he didn't get a start from Kemper, because Washington played at least one. They played one game, but I thought Kemper was their opening.
Lindgren got the start. I was
surprised. Kemper missed opening night to be with his family after the birth of his first child. So there you go. Congratulations to the Kemper family. Hope you're listening. Congratulations to Manager Jeff. Big win to start the season.
Big win, and good week.
With that, we'll move into the next matchup between Manager Brendan, Team DJ Zibanejad, and Manager Danny and Team Gritty, which was an 8-3 victory for Manager Brendan. There were some close categories, to be sure. Shots on goal, Brendan won by 4. Hits and blocks a little further away. Save percentage, I guess Danny just won by 0.006. Wins were tied, goals against 0.2-ish. So and a very close in games played. So not too bad for Brendan to start the season. And in the Prize Banana rankings, Brendan was sixth here at 4-4-3. And Danny, resuming where he left off last season at number 12 in 0-11-0, which... Anyways, you'll talk about Danny's stats, so I won't get too much into them.
Yeah, here. And to be fair, a lot of, because I did check the Prize Banana when I saw that, because like as a whole, his stats don't seem terrible, and he had some very close losses against the league, but that's life. We'll look at his strong players, and there were a couple. I'm sure we'll be mentioning these names all year. McKinnon, yep, with the goal and assist, plus 3-1 on the power play, a whopping 18 shots, 9 faceoff wins, and 2 hits and blocks apiece. We'll go down
shots
to Quinn Hughes, who is the man of fours here with 4 assists, plus 4, 4 shots on goal, and 4 blocks with 3 power play points. And then Jacuz, man, that first game, I was like, oh, here we fucking go. Yeah. 2 goals, 3 assists, plus 2, 3 power play points, 10 shots, and 11 faceoff wins. I think that will be probably pretty typical stat line for him for the year. And or unless I, you know, that's some absolutely insane pace. Maybe I'm wrong. Mr. Swayman, 1 great game started. He got the win with a 2.03 and a 9.43 save percentage. So pretty decent from what maybe could be a value, but he, I don't know, could be a value pick because he took him pretty early, I think. But other than that, no standouts on the D or other forwards that really caught my eye.
Yeah, it looks it's crazy. Jack Hughes in his last 2 games averaged like over 24 minutes a night, which his first game was 19, which is still high for a forward, but 24 minutes is insanity. We'll look at Brendan's players and his strong performers. Pretty even week for him. Zibanejad with 3 assists, 5 shots, and 20 faceoff wins. Elias Lindholm, a goal and 3 assists, 36 faceoff wins. So he was doing his, wow, including a 21 game. So he's doing his best.
Yeah, his first game was
Bergeron impersonation. Panarin with 3 points. But other than that, nothing too crazy from manager Brendan. And they were, I would say they were on the lower end of offensive output, the two teams. Brendan only had 8 goals this week. So something to consider. And then in net, Alexander Georgiev, 2 games started, 2 wins, a 1.45 goals against, and a 9.47 save percentage for Colorado. So strong start for him. Hopefully he doesn't make me regret taking Ottinger over him, because that was a consideration.
Indeed. And on the weak side for manager Danny, you know, let's start off, I think Buffalo is going to be mentioned a lot in this category. Yep. Skinner was pointless, minus 3, just the 3 shots. He did get 4 faceoff wins. Matty Beniers did have 19 faceoff wins, but was pointless and minus 3. So we go down here in net. Korpisalo, 2 games started, just the 1 win with a 353 goals against and an 894 save percentage. Ovechkin, Washington did just play the 1 game, so I guess I won't fault him too much there, but I did see the zeros in the point category. And besides that, yeah, you know, no terrible performances. Oh, actually, Robertson, Dallas only played 1 game. So, yeah, you know, that could be it. His top guys didn't have a big week in terms of games played. So we expect more from manager Danny coming forward.
Yeah, if you get a 3-game week for like McKinnon, Robertson, Hughes, and Ovechkin, all of them, you'll probably get a decent output. Although crazy that Ovi played last night. No shots. So that is... I don't know if I've ever seen a game where Ovechkin got no shots. I'm sure they exist.
And just the 1 hit. Wow.
Yeah. So curious about that. But look at the weak performers on manager Brendan's team. Couple guys with 1 point. David Perron stands out. No points, minus 4 in 2 games with Detroit. 5 shots, 4 hits. Nola Chari played 3 games. I think only 2 for Brendan though. But no points, 2 shots, 10 faceoff wins, 3 hits and 3 blocks. Jonas Siegenthaler, that must've been a pickup. Yeah. Cause everyone loves picking up after the assists. Heiskanen, we just talked about Dallas having only played 1 game. Hampus Lindholm was no points in two games, plus two, four shots a hit and two blocks. Blake Wheeler, the aforementioned, was dropped. And Cam Talbot and Sergei Bobrovsky did their best to cancel out Mr. Georgiev with three games started, no wins, 3.75, 3.8 goals against, and like a 880, 875 save percentage kind of thing. So Steel sees me absolutely jumping through hoops to get the mental math out here. It's been a long day, folks.
Yeah, no, I hear you. MVP, I'm leaning towards Georgie. Are you looking elsewhere?
I'm looking elsewhere, but I don't think I'm going to find something else. I'm definitely going with Georgie as well.
Yeah. All right. So we'll head into our fourth matchup here featuring manager. What, did I miss something?
No, I'm just looking at Michael's picture. It just, it's so ridiculous.
Spoiler alert, featuring manager Michael with Hurtin' Carr, Call McCarr, and manager Drew with Ratman Returns. This was a 7-3. I think I'm getting better at Michael's name. A 7-3 win for manager Michael here. There were a couple close categories. They tied goals. Michael won assists and power play points by two. Could have been a 5-5 tie if things go the other way. Goalie peripherals, they both struggled with. In terms of prize banana, manager Michael came in number 9 at 3-7-1, and manager Drew at 11th with a 1-10-0 record.
And Drew, I'm confused. Did he get his goalie starts?
He did. Yeah. So this was because originally when I was doing prize banana, I saw Neil only had two starts. I was like, oh. So when I see that, I just to go like 0-0-0-0 10 and 0.35 or something, so that everybody else will get their wins against them.
Yeah.
And then I was like, oh, wait a sec, because Drew won goals against, so I was like, he must have gotten an appearance somewhere. And that I had to go back to Neil's as well. So he did get Skinner came in, I believe, when Campbell got lit up game one. He did get his three appearances.
He just decided not to start hard on the 12th, I guess, for some reason, because he didn't have any other goalies going. So he just didn't start Hart in either of the games that he played. Against Columbus? You think he would start him against Columbus? Anyways, that's...
Well, I think he started Allmark and Skinner that first night.
Yeah, but that was on the 12th. The first night was the 11th. And
We'll have to get manager Drew's opinion on his Carter.
Yeah, curious about that. If you're not going to start him against Columbus, when are you going to start him, right? I mean, not that Columbus has been bad, but historically.
Terrible last night.
Tell me about it. For some reason, I've four of them on my team now. What the heck? Who am I, Steele Gibson? No, Steele knows better than to do that. But we'll look at manager Michael's team here. Strong performers. McDavid with a goal and two assists, but minus four, three power play points with the absolute shellacking that Vancouver gave Edmonton in that first game. We have Victor Hedman, and if he takes the power play back from Sergachev, that will be a bit of a steal, because I think was sliding down the draft boards for us. I think that was kind of unanimous. Everyone was so hot to trot on getting Sergachev. I remember when Sergachev was taken, it's like, ah, man, good pick, right? And when Michael took Hedman, we were all thinking, hey, this guy, what's going on? And this is the age old story in the draft. We love the shiny new toys, the guys who are planned to break out. But Victor Hedman is a Norris Trophy winner. He's capable of doing big things. So all that to say, he had a goal and four assists, a power play point, 9 shots, 3 hits and 4 blocks. John Klingberg with 3 assists for the Leafs and only 1 shot on goal, though. Cale Makar with 2 goals and an assist and plus 4, 10 shots and 6 blocks. Evgeny Malkin had a monster week, especially a monster. He had 4 points opening night. The second night he had 4 points. He did play 3 games, but 2 goals, 4 assists, plus 3, 2 power play points, 15 shots, 22 face-off wins, and 2 blocks is a great output. And Vanacek had a decent week. One game started, one win, a 3.00 goals against, and a 914 save percentage.
And on manager Drew's side, we'll start off with the shiny off-season acquisition of captain John Tavares. 5 assists, 2 power play points, 5 shots, 19 face-off wins, 3 hits, and 2 blocks. So that looks like it's working out for him so far. Nuge just had the 3 points, 2 of them on the power play. Brady Shea, who I think I shat on a few times, 1 goal, 3 assists, +4, 5 shots on goal, and 6 blocks. So he was a good piece in Carolina. D'Angelo had 3 assists and 7 shots, but I don't know if he's a strong performer per se. And then in nets, we had the other half of the Boston duo. I think I shat on both of Boston goalies. 1 game started, 1 win, 1 goals against, and a 9.52 save percentage for Allmark. So perhaps Boston's demise was exaggerated by yours truly, but you know, Chicago, Nashville, not exactly world beaters, and they got San Jose and LA and Anaheim coming up. But I still think Boston's going to struggle this year.
Yeah, we'll keep beating that drum until we're until Boston ends up winning the President's Trophy again somehow. But anyways, we'll look at the weak performers for Michael, and a lot of them have since been dropped, so this should be able to make them out pretty easily. Jesperi Kotkaniemi, -2, no points, nothing except for 7 faceoff wins. I might have just been in one game. Yeah, so he had 2 points in his first 2 games, so won't rain too hard on you there, Mr. Jesperi. Bo Horvat, no points, but did have 8 shots. That's not too bad. Evander Kane, no points, -5. Did have 9 hits and 4 shots. Nick Ehlers, no points yet. Connor Brown, no points and -3. His roster percentage is really plummeting. See, early returns on the experiment with him and McDavid are not great. Nicholas Backstrom, just the 1 game for Washington. So, it's tough. Jake DeBrusk, no points and 6 shots. That's it in 2 games, nothing else. And then Dawson Mercer, Matthew Nyes, Adam Lowry, and Luke Hughes have all been dropped. So I feel bad for Luke Hughes with his brother Jack, off to a torrid start in New Jersey. And Jack's he apparently got the looks in the family. Poor Luke. But they are kind of force feeding him the power play, which is, I've heard from I'm a member of a group of Dougie Hamilton owners. We all join together and we vent. And I've heard that I can say that I'm not alone when I say that seems a little bit ridiculous. You give your power play to your, I don't know how much Dougie's making. It's got to be $8 or $9 million or something. And he proved himself. He's proven commodity. So just because they got the same last name, and I'll talk about Phoenix Copley and Devon Levi in net, weak performers. 3 games started, no wins, 4.00 goals against-ish, and an 800 save percentage, somewhere around there. So not great for those two. CL, what's your rating on my mental math there? How is that one out of 10?
You know, it's okay. I probably would have said something like an 820 perhaps, and closer to a 380, but you know, you did great.
Thank you.
We'll look at the weak players on Drew's team here, starting off in Buffalo with Mr. Dylan Cousins, pointless, -4, 4 shots on goal, 14 faceoff wins, 5 hits. As I said, Buffalo is going to be mentioned here quite a bit. As we go down, we'll go to another Buffalo player, Mr. Alec Tuck, pointless, -2, 3 shots and 2 hits and blocks apiece. Trevor Zegras was pointless. Johnny Gaudreau, did he not start Gaudreau for the opening night game or middle game? I guess not.
For the Rangers game. No, he had 2 assists.
Yeah, Rangers game, yeah. He was pointless in this matchup. He looked really bad last night. I was like, what the fuck? Anyways. and then in that, Stuart Skinner, I believe he allowed 4 goals in his relief appearance for Campbell, and then let in another 4 in his next start. So They got a problem in Oilers land. As always, it's defense, and the offense is not able to outscore those issues yet. But we'll. I mean, early days.
Yeah, look at the cookie duster on Stuart Skinner. It is a monster of a mustache if you click in on the picture.
Yeah,
I know it was big last season, but like, man.
That's a full-on soup strainer.
It's a beast. Yeah. He's my early, that's my early vote for MVP right now. Stuart Skinner's mustache.
Well, I guess we are in our MVP section. Who are you going with?
Yeah, that was a smooth lead-in, I thought.
It was.
I'll probably go with Malkin. He had a monster week.
Yeah. Gino for me as well. Always love to see the old guard succeed. And it couldn't happen.
Shout out to Hedman, though. We talked about him a little bit, yeah, but 5 points for him. Very impressive. And anyways, we'll head into our next matchup. A matchup between manager Matt T and team Stash Poppy versus manager Ryan and team Stammer Time. And this was very close. It ended up being a tie, 6-6. They each played 46 games. Let me go through the stats here real quick. Matt T won assists by 1, power play points by 2. Ryan won wins by 1 and save percentage by 9. Yeah, that was a, oh boy, that was tricky. Been a long commute today, but in the prize banana rankings, we had manager Matt T at 3rd. Actually, Ryan and Matt both tied for 3rd at 8-2-1.
Yeah.
So and
because they tied. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's not always true. I mean, you and
it's because they tied in this matchup and they had the same record. Then they tie overall.
You know? Oh, they fully tie. Yeah. Fair.
Yeah. But anyways, I guess I'll hop on to manager Ryan Strong Guys. We'll start off with...
You don't have to ask me. Go for it.
Start off with Steven Stamkos, 2 goals, 2 assists, 2 on the power play, 8 shots, 13 face-off wins, and 2 hits. Shifley also had 3 assists to go along... Or sorry, 3 points to go along with 32 face-off wins. As we go down, Pasta keeping or starting where he left off, 3 goals, 1 assist, 1 on the power play, 10 shots, and 3 hits. And then in net, Demko, I guess, before he threw up, was doing great. 1 game started, got the win, 1.25 goals against, and a 9.55 save percentage. And UC Saros, although he only got the 1 win in 3 starts, did have a 2.41 and a 9.20 save percentage. So not bad there. The rest were just, Tarasenko, 1 goal, 3 assists, plus 2 power play points, 5 shots, and 3 hits. And I don't think he's on power play 2, power play 1. So impressive on those 2 power play points.
Yeah, he's got really low ice times in his first 2 games, at least 13 minutes, 11 minutes. So that's interesting there, but we'll look at the strong performers for manager Matt T. Austin Matthews, talk of the town through 2 games at least, was with 6 goals plus 3, 2 power play points, 13 shots, 20 face-off wins, 6 hits, and 2 blocks. Brandon Hagel with 2 goals and an assist as well. Nick Paul, 2 goals and an assist. I think that was all in opening night. Yeah. And then since then, he's got no points in -5 in 2 games. William Nylander has probably, I think he's looked the best of the Leafs in my humble opinion. He's been dancing out there. Steele knows he's been on the skirts of me and Ryan, just going back and forth through Leafs games. I'm sure he mutes our chat, but, Nylander with the 3 goals, 2 assists, 2 power play points, 11 shots, 2 hits. Claude Giroux with 3 assists, 2 plus 2 power play point, 10 shots and 31 face-off wins from that right wing eligible position, which is very valuable. Adam Fox with 3 assists, Mason McTavish with a goal and 3 assists, plus 3. So a lot of strong performers for Matt T.
Yeah, definitely Nylander looking perhaps worthy of that keeper consideration. On the other hand, weak players for manager Ryan. We'll start off with, I don't know where I necessarily want to start off here. Nurse was pointless, -2, but he did have the 7 hits and 3 blocks. I guess in net is safe with Samsonov. I picked up Wall after Samsonov left that practice. I was like,
I saw that.
Nothing in the end. He had the two wins and the two games started, but a 442 goals against and an 839 save percentage. Very Phoenix Copley type like numbers from last season. Nico Hischier was pointless with the 14 faceoff wins. And that was in two games. So he did have a big faceoff win last night, but not in week one. So we will call him out on it. And I'd say the rest of the guys, you know, it did okay.
Yeah, and quote from manager Ryan on Hischier was, Heischer's a bum. So we'll see if that motivates him. I'm not sure if Hischier has seen that yet, but it definitely, Ryan loves his players when they're high performing, and that's it. Oh, Hischier's a captain though, so he should have more. I feel like he should have a little more runway on to Ryan's heart.
Yeah, but, longer rope.
Weak performers for manager Matt T. Nick Suzuki with just the one assist and minus three. I keep on wanting to harp on Dallas players despite that they played one game. Sergachev, we just spoke about Hedman, but Sergachev only one assist, minus five. Did have a power play point, four shots, two hits, and five blocks. Taylor Hall, just the one assist, which I think was in two games. Brian Rust, just one goal. Wasn't the first. I think it might have been the first goal of the year. But he did have two, and Matt T didn't start him, so I'll let him off the hook there. Jake McCabe, the big pylon himself, no points, minus four. And in net, kind of similar to the Samsonov stats for Freddie Anderson, two games started, two wins, a 384 goals against, and an 867 save percentage. So not great. And Philip Gustafson, he got lit up by the Leafs, but was polar opposite starts. He shut out Florida 2-0 with a 41 save shutout, and then let in seven goals to the Leafs on 33 shots for a 788 save percentage and a 7.00 goals against. So, that really sewers yourself when you give up that many goals, but not a great week from the goalies.
It sure does. MVP, I'll toss you a bone here with Mr. Matthews.
Yep, I would agree with that. I think that's, although it's a tie. Is there anyone on Ryan's? I mean, Demko was,
Saros with one start.
Yeah, not amazing, but pretty good. Yeah. I'd give it to Matthews as well. Twist my rubber arm.
He does start hot. We'll see what the end goal. Are you making a prediction? Are you saying 65, 70, 75? Where are you drawing the line?
Yeah, it's tough to say. What was the? Yeah, he was on pace for 240 through two games. So, I'll take the under on that number, but not by much. I wouldn't be mad if you took my money. It's tough to say.
Man, zero if he plays against Chicago the rest of the season.
Yeah, good thing that doesn't have to happen. That was a brutal game to watch last night. Oh, classic Leafs not showing up against an inferior opponent. And then Corey Perry scoring is just the absolute dagger. Everyone hates that guy. I bet you Mama Perry hates him.
He was pointed up to, was it Hartnell and who else was in the stands? Anyways.
I have no idea.
But they all have a pod or something together. Not as big as the Bonanza Boys, so he's not quite on our radar yet. We'll head into our final matchup, and for those of you at home who've been paying attention, the prize banana is here. We've got Wicca Wicca, the real Slim Brady, with manager Matt Kermis, our prize banana winner, taking on manager Mitch with Oscar Mayer Wieners. That's my hot dog chugging noise.
Your neighbors are gonna hear a lot of that one, eh?
They are. I always think that's all right. In honor of Joey Chestnut, this was a 7-3 victory. Not exactly close. We did say you came in number one and Mitch was eighth at 3-7-1. He had a great week. He came out of the gate storming. Pretty good stats across the board, as expected of a high draft pick type like team. But why don't you take us away on manager Mitch's strong guys?
Yeah, I would say I I was concerned because goalie categories were not close, but I thought Mitch could take game started if he picked up a goalie for Sunday, but I didn't think he was going to drop. Well, obviously not Sorokin and Hellebuck, and I didn't think he was going to drop Johansson's or Jonas Johansson. So that was, wasn't too concerned about that, but we'll look at Mitch's team. Kind of slow offensive output for him this week, but a couple of Canucks on here. Kuzmenko with a couple of points and two power play points. JT Miller, just an absolute monster, continues to be great for our league. A goal, three assists, plus two power play points, four shots, 20 faceoff wins, 11 hits and two blocks. That is quite the stat line. He is only 10th overall. Wow, I thought he'd be higher. I guess we've had some big starts. Braden McNabb with two assists and six blocks. Morgan Riley with three assists plus four power play point, three of each of shots and hits and two blocks. And Sorokin started strong, just the one game, got the win, 2.01 goals against and a 929 save percentage.
And it was quite the goal week for you. Assists were I'd say league average, if not a little bit lower, but Kopitar, two goals and assists, one on the power play, 29 faceoff wins, four blocks, two hits. Eichel, my boy, with twos in the goals, assists, plus minus, and power play points category, 17 shots, 21 faceoff wins, and five blocks. Kyle Connor, three goals, one assist, two on the power play with 12 shots. Boone Jenner with the natural hat trick. Oh, captain, my captain. Three goals, one assist, one on the power play, seven shots, 19 faceoff wins, four hits, and four blocks. He did not look great last night, but that's all right. Brady Tkachuk, four goals, one assist, plus three, one power play point, 14 shots, six faceoff wins, only six hits and two blocks. We might be seeing a bit of a he gets more points and leaves the hitting to some of his other members of the team, perhaps a coaching decision, who knows. Travis Konecki with three goals, one assist, one on the power play, seven shots. Philly started out pretty decently, as expected. We'll go down to Dougie Hamilton, two goals, one assist, plus one, one power play point, seven shots, a hit, and two blocks. And then in net, between Ottinger and Tristan Jarry, we had three games started. Two wins, about a 137 goals against, and a 948 save percentage. So fairly impressive from those two, and nailed that quick mental math.
Yeah, quick maths, as they would say. We'll look at the weak performers for manager Mitch. Ryan Johansson, no points, but did have 29 faceoff wins in two games. Pierre-Luc Dubois with the big Winnipeg homecoming tonight. I guess it's not a homecoming. He never wanted to be there, but no points for him. Minus two, five shots and 10 faceoff wins. I'd be curious to really track him. Is like he's supposed to be where he wants to be now. So is he going to finally perform and become the big, you know, center that everyone hopes he would? Or is he just going to be like, hey, I'm here, I got paid my money, I can chill. Like,
yeah, did you read his article thing?
No, I did not.
Oh, it just came out on like why he wanted to leave and stuff. And it was more just like he pretty much said YOLO.
I heard that quote was like, but hey, I only have one life. I only have
once kind of thing. Yeah. Yeah, and then I don't know. I feel like he talked about like, you know, Panarin and Bob and stuff like that, but like, you know, they didn't really give up on the team. Anyways, I digress. I wanted him this season, but so far the returns aren't there.
Yeah, I was worried that, I mean, obviously early again, but I was worried taking Kopitar over him would be a concern. I know Kopitar is a lock center, so it's a bit different in terms of value, but I've been very happy with Kopitar so far. Continue through the weak players. Tom Wilson, just one game for the Caps, but no points. Timo Meier is really someone worth mentioning. No points, only three shots, two faceoff wins, and four hits. He only has four shots through the first three games with no points. So namesake for manager Mitch, that would be, and he was obviously a monster on San Jose last season. The returns were not as strong when he came to New Jersey, I heard on the radio today, I think he had 14 points in 20 or 21 games after the trade. So not the kind of point per game output you would hope for from someone in the keeper category. Pavel Zacha and Arturi Lehkonen, each with no points. Tyler Bertuzzi with no points. And Connor Hellebuyck with the two games started, just the one win, a 4.07 goals against and an 8.52 save percentage. So not a great start for him.
Yeah, I know we were all debating Sorokin over Shesterkin as a keeper, but perhaps the answer should have been both of them and not Timo Meier. Looking at the weak performers for you, our head Buffalo boy, Tage Thompson. Pointless, yep. -3, 7 shots, 12 faceoff wins, and 2 hits. I imagine that's going to turn around. There's just too much offensive firepower in Buffalo. Owen Tippett, everybody's sleeper. Pointless through 3 games now, at least. I think they're wrapping up their game tonight. -1, 2 shots on goal, and that's it on the stat line. As we go through here, Barrett, how many games did Arizona play last? 2, right? But you only started him for 1, 9. It looks like.
Yeah, I only started him for 1.
He is pointless through the first 7 periods of his season. Pavel Buchnevich, he's injured now, but St. Louis as a whole struggled scoring, which worried me as the owner of the other 2/3 at the top line. And Zach Werenski got injured, couldn't make it through his first game. They say it's a couple weeks for a quad contusion, which seems strange. So we'll see what happens there. And then in net, the now dropped Smid for Merzlikins, which I thought was a foolish move, as nothing a Columbus goalie can do better than torpedo a team to start the season. And I know that from the last 3 seasons, but I finally learned my lesson. We'll see if it's a lesson you'll have to learn or if Elvis will step it up after his mysterious illness. But yeah. Schmid, yeah, honestly, it looked like he like had shat himself as he's coming off the ice. Like he's moving as if like he can't move his butt. I don't know like how tight goalie pants are or what, but
well, that was what I was hoping.
Heart goes, I know, but you know, I didn't think that would linger into the next game, which it did. But anyway, Schmid with 277 goals against and the 909 save percentage.
You ever shit your pants so bad it takes 2 days to recover? Oh man, I can't say I've been there. But no. Yeah, I saw the Devils were playing, like, I think they had like 1 back-to-back in the next like 2 weeks. Not even. They played last night and then they play on the 20th and then the 24th and 25th. So they don't play. Oh, my computer's not working. They don't play until back-to-back until Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. And with Vanacek's start, I thought he was going to get the next couple starts. So I thought I could squeeze a start out of Merzlikins last night if he was back from his illness, but not to be. So hopefully I can rely on Mr. Yari and Ottinger to keep me going. While,
the schedule is rough this year. Like what we have, there's like 2 games on Friday or something and like but barely any on the Sunday. And then everybody and their sister plays on Saturdays, but that's all right. And I will point out manager Mitch only had the 38 games played. I think that was near the bottom for this week.
Yeah.
So that definitely probably came into effect. We'll expect better things from him. MVP, lots of options.
Lots to pick from here.
Who did you go with?
Let's take a look at some of the categories here. It's pretty even output. I'm going to sauce it to Eichel. I love the shot volume and the 5 blocks weren't too bad either.
I hear you. I think I'm going to go a goalie here with Mr. Yari putting up quite the stat line.
Yep, that was between him and Eichel, I think. So I'll take having multiple MVP worth caliber players on my team. I don't think I'll say to that.
It's a good problem to have. Well, we're hitting the close to an hour mark here. Why don't we do a lightning round recap. We don't have any power rankings yet, as you know, it's only week one. So use your imaginations and look at the standings or at the prize banana, I guess. All right, we've got matchup one. We have myself, Manager Steele, versus Manager Jeff. Who you got here?
I'll take you. I think you're going to have a good week here. And I feel like it never goes well when I pick against my co-host. It's always...
I can appreciate that karma. Shesterkin had a great start, and Kemper had a brutal first period. And then they fucking won the game, and he didn't let another goal in after that. So that was awesome. So
yeah, 40 shots last night.
Yeah, we'll be a close matchup, I think. But Manager Jeff had like 10 guys going yesterday. I was like, what is happening? But anyways, all right. Next matchup, we've got Timmy Toaster Stutzel versus Stammer Time.
I'm just so tempted to revert to last year's. Kind of standings and like the way Stamkos is out. What happened there? Lower body. He's missing his second straight game. That's not good for Manager Ryan or Stamkos in his contract.
I'm gonna go Timmy Toaster Stutzel here.
Yeah, I think I'll take Ryan. We'll split it up. I think Ryan still has a good chance here.
It kind of pisses me off that, or not pisses me off, it annoys me that the toaster isn't capitalized. As well as use a toaster emoji and, you know, do better, Manager Jags. Anyways, added to our third matchup, Manager Brendan with DJ Zibanejad versus Hurt in a Car, Call Him a Car, Manager Michael.
Yeah, I'm taking a quick peek at all the games played here. I'm going to go with Michael here. I think his draft capital is going to come out on top. Although I am concerned about his goaltending.
Yeah, you know what? I'll go on the other end. I'll go with spinning the discs, Mr. Mika and Panarin to come on through. All right, then we go on to yours truly. You think we wouldn't have a pod with that? The real Slim Brady, Manager Matt Kermis versus Danny with Gritty. Currently losing, but I'm going to go with you.
Yep, me too. I hope I get a good goalie start tonight. But
although, you know, wouldn't it be great for Manager Danny to get a win in the first half of the season? Like, that would, yeah.
It would. It's a little,
obviously, we don't want it against you, but.
No, a little frustrating to see Buffalo have two goals up and Tage Thompson no points and only one shot. So, hoping that is not.
If you want to get rid of the dead weight, I can certainly take him off your hands.
You're so generous.
That's just how I am. My leg has been asleep for the last half hour, and I'm worried I'm about to lose function.
Amputate.
Sitting on the floor. Then we've got One Knot Wheeler versus Oscar Mayer Wieners. Manager Neil versus Manager Mitch. Manager Mitch, I think we'll have a bounce back win here.
Yeah, I just can't see Neil's goalies being good enough in this one.
And then finally, we've got Matt Poppy, Stash Poppy versus Ratman Returns. Manager Drew, I think Matt's got a pretty strong team here. And Drew, I think his goalies aren't great, if I recall, but I'll go with Manager Matt here.
Well, Hart's pitching a shutout tonight, 24 saves.
Yeah. And did he start him? So that was the question.
He did start him, apparently. Hey. Yeah, looks like it, so... Although Fleury's also playing well against Montreal, as he should, I'll flip the other way. I'll give Drew a shout here. See how he does.
Alrighty. Well, that's our quick lightning round recap. Thanks for tuning in to the first recap of the season. It's great to be back. I know for myself, I imagine for you as well, Manager Matt. You got any final words for our loyal fan base?
Yeah, no, I'm just, it's nice to be back in the swing of things. Congratulations to those managers with the first win under their belt. A few ties, two ties. So, you know, everyone else, you'll get off the schneid soon enough, I would think, but not versus me, of course.
Of course. I mean, it looks like you just rolled out of bed. I know it's a shirt, but it looks like it could be a robe over a tank top. He looks very relaxed. But anyways, thanks for tuning in, and good luck in the week, too.
Bye-bye.